The Catskill High Peaks Music Festival is a 10-day chamber music festival which boasts a schedule of concerts, masterclasses, and lectures with performances by internationally renowned violinist Peter Zazofsky, pianist and conductor Michael Chertok, as well as Yehuda Hanani, the acclaimed cellist and festival director and dear WAMC friend. With regional inspiration from Frederick Church to Mark Twain, the programming uses music to inspire current artists and audiences to continue the area's tradition of creative work. The summer brings artists from around the globe, including China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Mexico, France, Japan, and Korea. The events take place from August 9th through the 19th amid the rolling hills and beautiful performing halls of the Carey Institute for Global Good on their campus in Rensselaerville, New York. And it is a great pleasure to welcome a whole bunch of folks to talk about this incredible event. First and foremost, Yehuda Hanani, internationally known cellist, director of the Catskill High Peaks Music Festival, and founder of Close Encounters with Music. Yehuda, always wonderful to have you here. Thank you
wonderful
very much.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Joe.
Great pleasure. We also welcome Gareth Crawford, president and CEO of the Carey Institute for Global Good. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? Nice to have you here. And Carol Ash, board chair for the Carey Institute. Also always a pleasure to have you here as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Yehuda, let us begin with you and talk a little bit about the, because we have two people from the venue, talk a little bit about how you came to Carey.
Well, this was a very fortuitous marriage, really, between Close Encounters with Music, which is our chamber music series, and its educational arm, which is the High Peaks Festival. And this will be our first summer at the campus, the Carey Institute. And it is, what can I tell you? It's a jewel of a place with Gilded Age elegant houses, a lake, a gorgeous campus. There's even a chef. So all those students who come and expect cafeteria food are going to be amazingly surprised. And as you mentioned before, they come from all over the globe, and we are going to have 10 days of immersion in music, and we are gearing the music to the period that represents the Carey Center, actually. It's all going to be Gilded Age period. We are featuring Dvorak, Rachmaninoff, who actually had a connection to the mountains, spent his summers there in the Catskills, Saint-Saëns, and others.
When you look at putting a program together, how much is that world focus important to you? I mean, is that really a guiding force, or is that a side benefit?
When you say world force, what exactly do you mean?
When you have these artists coming from around the world, when you have these influences being presented from around the world, is that part of the mission statement, or is that a benefit?
Well, what unites everybody is the passion for classical music. These people come from different backgrounds. I just came back from China myself. I still have heavy jet lag, actually. And they have their own culture.
Ancient. You look great.
Thank you very much.
You're very peppy. You look very good.
But,
right.
You know, these people come from various backgrounds, for various cultures. What unites us all is this passion for classical music. And this is the common ground that creates the bond and bonding and the friendship. And
so, in programming a 10-day festival, you want to accomplish what? You want people to experience, because some people will be there for the full run, some people will be
most of them. No, most of them will be there for the full length. And in addition to music, we have lectures, we have movies about music, we have master classes. The idea is, music is taught in many countries now very physically, very digitally.
Yes.
So they come and sometimes they play the instrument perfectly well, but there is no connect with the tradition that the music represents, or the larger gestalt that the music comes from. And that's really the purpose of our festival.
Gareth Crawford is president and CEO of the Carey Institute for Global Good. So how does this, speaking of mission, how does this fit into your greater picture?
Well, it's wonderful. It fits very well with the overall mission of the Carey Institute for Global Good. Our focus is to help build a stronger, more just and equitable society. We have a number of different programs to achieve that. Part of the focus is very much to do with marrying the local with the global. We do that in agriculture programs. We're going to do it in nonfiction residency program coming up later in this year. And the partnership with Yehuda and Close Encounters of Music helps us realize that perfectly as well, because it really marries the local with the global. It fits that bit of our mission statement perfectly. And of course, it's just a delight to work with Yehuda and Hannah and the Close Encounters team as well. So we're very excited about the festival.
You have such a beautiful campus there. Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. And to further what both Yehuda and Gareth said, our benefactor, Bill Carey, was convinced that Rensselaerville was the center of the universe. And he was convinced that nothing in the world happened without touching Rensselaerville somehow. And so as we've moved forward, as Gareth said, to create programs, they are with a vision of making everything that we do have a very important international component to it. Yehuda and Hannah have put together extraordinary teams of both young, professional, near-professional musicians. And one of the things that we're particularly proud that they are doing this year is setting aside one day to have the students that Yehuda is bringing in to be the buddies and helpers and teachers for children from musically challenged areas here, but talented kids here in the Capital District. Mm. So we'll be bringing in several cellists right here from the Albany area who are associated with something called Chime in School, which is part of the Empire State Youth Orchestra. And also from Pittsfield, there are a series of, I think, almost 15 kids who are very talented coming over from Kids for Harmony, which is an established program for talented but musically underserved children. So it is a way of bringing together our wonderful campus, our concert hall, which is quite something, holds 175 people, and bringing our international students, our masters, the brilliance of Yehuda, and making sure that the emotional impact of the music is front and center stage.
Talk to us, Yehuda, a little bit about the theme and the music that you've programmed.
Well, the opening concert is taking place on the 9th. We call it From Rags to Riches, and rags, of course, represent a musical forum.
Yes.
It will be mostly Rachmaninoff, and we'll throw in some terrific Scott Joplin into the program. And this is a gift to the community, so it's free, and everybody is most welcome to attend. That will be Sunday, August 9th at 7 p.m. at the Carey Center. The following concert we are taking down to the Basilica in Hudson. So we're bringing maybe 20 young players, and the level is extremely high, by the way. These are yes. all excellent students on the cusp of a professional career, and we'll present a program at the Basilica. It's right near this train station.
It's a beautiful place.
A very interesting
space. Wonderful space, yes.
Right, right. And this will take place at 8 o'clock on the 14th, Friday, August 14th. Then there will be another faculty concert on the 16th at 7 p.m. at the Carey Center again in Rensselaerville. And in between, of course, there are daily master classes. The students will be playing a concert every night. We call it Moonlight Sonatas. And every night there will be some sonatas performed by the talented young artists.
So how many total will you have on campus?
We have 50 students.
50 students.
Yes.
And they come from, as you
they
said,
they come
all
from
over.
All over the place. Europe, the Far East, Latin America.
When did you start to, that process starts to get the students in?
Oh, months ago already. And the teachers were sending videos of students, and applications were arriving, and we had to sort them all out and match them, because they will be playing chamber music. So you have to match them age-wise and level-wise both ways to make sure that everybody's compatible.
Here's an impossible question. Ready?
Ready.
How long can you, does it take for you to tell in a video or in listening to a CD?
That's an easy question, Joe.
I mean, how long does it take you?
You know, there's a saying, it's not so nice, but you don't have to eat the whole egg to say that it's rotten.
That's right. So it's pretty quick.
I listen to a minute and I can tell everything, not only about the musical gifts of the person, but I can tell you about the person too, which is kind of...
Oh, like what aspects? Like
if I can tell you if they are neurotic. I can tell you if they are...
Well, are they all neurotic? We're all neurotic, right?
If they are agitated, I can tell you if they are very, very calm. I can tell you if they're intelligent or stupid. Music is like a mirror. It tells so much about a person. It's scary.
Does one go... So if the playing is beautiful and you think that, oh, they may be a little dumb, then does that... or they wouldn't be good if they were dumb.
Well, there are those who are digitally, as I say, instrumentally brilliant and have nothing to say.
Yes.
And there are those who have a lot to say and have difficulty saying it.
Okay.
So there's so many different varieties.
And not to be overly mean about this, but then they're not invited, right? Those people wouldn't be invited. The people who would be invited are the people who have it all together.
Those who are invited are the people that I believe I can really help.
Yes.
And get them to a better place, artistically.
So that's also a fascinating question to me, is that are there people who think, oh, you know, they're very good, maybe they need different assistance, and they're very good, they'll probably go on very well, but here are people that I can actually help and give something to.
Yeah, it depends on the teacher, and it's a one-on-one relationship, and there has to be the right chemistry. And you can tell when you hear, actually now we receive videos, it used to be tapes, now you actually see the person playing, so you can tell so much.
Oh, so you certainly can see the neuroses.
There was a masterclass, the person was clenching his teeth while he was playing, really hard. and when he finished, I said to him, do you have a very high dental bill? And he looked at me with astonishment and he said, how did you know? And it was so obvious.
You know. So this all goes on for over these almost 2 weeks, right? For you and for the teachers, it seems like a wonderful opportunity.
It is a wonderful opportunity, and the place, Joe, I must tell you, the place is so ideal for what we are doing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's removed from daily life. It's private. It's quiet. It's poetic. It's on top of the mountain. There's a lake for everybody to swim in. It couldn't be better.
No, I've only been up there in winter. Place. I guess I never never invited to swim. That's interesting.
Come on up. Have to
remember that. You can find out more information about this beautiful festival by going to CatskillHighPeaksMusic.org, CatskillHighPeaksMusic.org. Also, you can go to the Cary site, which is CaryInstitute.org, CaryInstitute.org, and you can find out about their wonderful programs, including the festival. And the Catskill High Peaks Music Festival. You can find out about that, as well of all the cool things that they do, including the nonfiction
Nonfiction residency program.
Residency program, which is starting up in the fall.
That's correct.
And which I believe we should do something on, don't you think? I'll say that on the radio, so then we'll make it so. We're now contracted
it's a must.
To do something. Absolutely. Let me thank you all for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you all here. Gareth, Yehuda, of course, and Carol, so nice to have you here. Have a wonderful, wonderful festival and time with the students.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.